Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Britton.
I'm Patty with a very raspy voice.
I know. Mine's not raspy yet. I can feel it coming. My throat is so dry.
It's awful, isn't it?
To be fair, we had training with Sky last night, and so we were outside in the cottonwood. So I'm kind of hoping it's just allergies, but it doesn't really feel like allergies.
Well, mine, like, I worked outside all day Friday and Saturday getting ready for my nephew's open house.
Yeah.
And I mean, that cottonwood. And so the next day I woke up, I'm like, oh yeah, my voice is gone.
Yeah.
Gone. So forgive me. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah. And then Lori had a last minute trip to the doctor today.
Yeah. So hopefully
you got us.
You got us. And we're here to talk vintage stuff.
Yeah. Yep. So if you've been with us for a while, you know that we've been around since 1976. So this year is our 49th birthday.
Which means we're gearing up for our big 50th next year, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Like,
we need to get our butts.
Yeah, because like, how many companies are around for 50 years, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
With our original owners still alive, thank God, you know?
Yeah, still and in charge.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys don't know, Britton is the granddaughter of the founders, right? Might as well start at the very beginning, right?
Third generation.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, Joyce and Joanne are still very much in charge. I mean, they started the company on kind of a hope and a prayer.
Yeah, for sure. I like the old interviews that they've done where she talks about a champagne taste and a beer budget.
Yeah.
Because we use that term a lot. Good morning, Deborah. Hope all is well where you are. You're probably getting the same heat wave we're getting.
Well, in the storms, I can hear some of the thunder rolling in.
Yeah. It poured for like a hot second here this morning, and then now it's supposed to rain for the rest of the day. It got dark super quick, too.
I just took Willie outside, and it's looking pretty dark.
We're supposed to have book club in the pool tonight, and I'm like, we're not going to have book club in the pool.
No.
Not without the thunder we're going to supposed to get. So.
Daycare is texting me.
Oh, God.
It's always something. Hopefully, a lot of times it's been nothing. Okay. Yeah. They're just playing. I don't even know what they're playing. They're playing.
Do they send you updates throughout the day?
Not all the time, but usually when it's an update, it's like, we need something.
Like, bring more snacks?
Well, like, somebody, I don't know, fell or somebody.
Yeah.
Something.
Some kind of update, but you're like, cool, what do you want me to do? Leave work?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I have to. That's why when I see the message, I check.
Yeah.
Just to make sure nothing happened. Yeah. But it was just like, cute pictures.
We're like, it's going to be a 3-minute live. We're leaving to go to the thing.
No, we're good.
Nice. Well, yeah.
That
so,
is thunder,
yeah, that
right?
is thunder. Yeah. Yeah. And it's supposed to get really crazy here today, too.
Yeah,
like,
I
really
we
bad
like,
storms.
Well, on
we're level four. Yeah.
For severe weather.
Yeah. Good morning, Patty.
Michigan, I feel like our weather's gotten so much more severe than it used to be.
I wonder if it's the lakes or I don't know, but I feel like everybody's gotten more extreme weather too.
Well, they said Tornado Alley is moving up to the east and even up into southern Michigan.
Yikes.
I do not want it.
The Tornado Alley can stay away.
Yeah, we've had a lot of tornadoes this year.
Like, I'm especially a month ago, we were all in the basement in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
At least I went to the basement. Did you guys go to the basement?
Yeah, we did. I like how, too, every time we're in the basement, we're all texting each other. Like, are you in the basement? Are you safe?
Well, I saw that it was going to Holly. So I'm like, Britton, are you okay? Are you okay? And then you didn't have
service.
Yeah,
but we didn't have power, so we didn't have service.
Which I didn't know. And I'm like, she didn't respond. And I know she's got to be awake. And oh my God, I hope she's okay. Cause if you didn't know, I'm our resident worrywart.
Yeah. I got a text message out to my mom, but I have very poor service. So my husband has good service, luckily. So
yeah.
Just use his phone.
It's kind of funny how the different services, some are good in some spots and some are bad in some spots.
It used to be we had horrible service at our house, period. And then they built a Verizon tower very close, but unfortunately we have AT&T. But I read that there's a way to get, like, you can have dual SIMs
really
on your phone, so I might look into that.
I'd love to know how to do that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, to see if I
but
can
you would that mean you pay two providers?
Yeah, I'd have to pay for like a Verizon
like a SIM. Full
I don't know
yeah
I don't know. Right. Worth looking into.
Well, if anybody can find it out, I know you can.
Yeah. I haven't Googled it yet.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah. So touching back on our history, I told Britton today, I was like, I'm just going through the office and finding like random vintage stuff we've got laying around.
Well, we have an archive set up. So we're going to make these cool, instead of like a shadow box, we have these old closets that nobody uses. So we're going to turn each closet into like a decade shrine kind of. And I think we're going to put plexiglass up so that none of it gets ruined. But so we have everything kind of sorted and ready to go up in these like decades.
Just closet have an attack for a second.
That's okay. So that's pretty cool. She's like, I'm gonna go cough. I'm gonna go die. So we went and pulled some of the stuff out of the archives to show you guys kind of from the beginning. Poor Patty. I miss, oh my gosh. It's like you can hear the rain coming. So when she gets back, because I'm not sure, I can tell that these are some of our first cups for sure. You can tell it's got the Coffee Beanery Limited.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. This one's from 1996. So that's actually.
Well, I thought the oldest one was actually that little cup, but it wasn't that little cup.
No, this is 1996.
So it might be this black cup.
That's what I think this looks like. Well.
Sorry, everybody.
I don't know this white cup.
Oh, this cup. I was wondering.
Those are both 1996.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. There's dates on them.
Yeah.
Well, I remember these were holiday cups a few years ago. I don't think there's a date on these ones.
Almost looks like one of the oldest.
Oh, actually, these ones say 2009.
Where do you? There's only dates on some of this. This actually looks like one of our oldest.
This
cups.
Is. I can only tell this one because it has a like a. It's a. One off.
Look at, we knew somebody would remember. We said, we're like, somebody's going to remember these.
Yeah.
So these two have got to be the oldest. The black and the white. Because it's before the logo started to evolve into like this situation.
Yeah, because it was just like an outline of a logo.
Yeah, it's like
then we added the oval to it.
Yeah, so this cup, I think these are the oldest. What's the burgundy logo look like?
This one here. These are all old ones too, but they're the 96.
I think these have to have come. I think these two are the oldest, and then these.
Yeah.
And then that starts like to evolve into the oval.
Yeah, a really round oval too. It's really weird. It's just kind of funny because we have these laying around.
I know. I'm sure Grandma knows the story, but I wonder how the evolution 07. Of the like
the oval?
No, the brown cup came around.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We started with this like either this white or this black pinstripe with the burgundy. Mm-hmm. We definitely lived in burgundy for quite a while.
Yeah, and now this logo we call the frowny face logo. Nothing in Connecticut. You're right, Mo. Nothing. The closest ones to you are going to be Ocean City, Maryland. Owings Mills, Maryland, Newport News, Virginia. I'm trying to think what else we have on the East Coast. Monaca, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure how close. Obviously, not in your state, but we do franchise.
I like the rim of this cup has like a really cool design. I really like that.
We did that on coffee bags for a little while too, which I did bring an old sampler layer bag because I thought these were funny, these gold ones.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah. We had 16 ounce of that also.
Yeah, we had a lot. And then, we did have coffee bags like that. So kind of fun fact about these cups too is that we do have some of these like cases of these cups that we keep in case a movie studio is doing like a vintage shoot like from the 90s and they need something, we've got cups that we can send them from that time period.
I think our 50th anniversary cup should be
That would be cool.
And you can't see it from here, but it's got pinstriping, like gold pinstriping all around the cup.
That just so reminds me of Joanne. Like that just seems like Joanne's style.
I think this would be such a cool 50th anniversary cup.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And then, of course, you've got the current cup, which is
Do the color, that color.
Yeah.
So it's like an ode to it.
Yeah, that's cool. This was a 40th anniversary cup that we did for the 40th anniversary. It just has like the little flag that says 40th anniversary for it.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is I know there's probably 10 more cups, versions of cups that we didn't even have in here right now.
You think?
I think so. Because, I mean, we've worked in the store.
Well, that was a holiday cup.
This was a holiday cup. And this was a holiday cup from 09, I think it said.
I don't remember ever running this black cup.
Well, Qatar has black cups just like that now, too. Yeah.
So this might have been for them.
And I worked in the store in 2006, and I don't remember having a black cup either.
I don't remember ever having a black cup.
So it is kind of interesting.
No, Grandpa's calling. He's probably going to want to move that meeting.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not going to want to drive up here.
Yeah.
Well, they can call him from home. Yeah. I like the tan color, too. Yeah. I think it looks like a coffee color. I'd just be so curious to know how we got there.
Yeah.
But I think if we did the cool pinstripe with the tan.
Yeah.
That'd be like a cool ode to.
Yeah. We've got some cool 50th anniversary, like planning stuff started, too. We had a meeting with a big energy drink brand, I'll say, yesterday. And they have some ideas of like partnerships that we've talked about. And
yeah,
some like tickets for cool concerts and things like that, that we might do.
Giveaway.
Yeah. You know, just kind of thinking about fun stuff that we can do. And then we've got our trip to Jamaica where we're going to the Blue Mountains in January.
With our franchisees.
Yeah. That's our convention for next year. Well, actually technically our convention for this year. And then we're doing something again, I think in the fall. So that should be fun.
Yeah. We're going to try to do a big party. Ooh, that'd be cool to give away tickets to our party.
Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Somebody come here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grandpa's calling me.
Yeah. He's like, why didn't you answer the phone?
Well, we're supposed to have a meeting later today, and I'm sure with the weather, they don't want to drive here.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if anybody remembers this. So I went upstairs to some of our archive, and hopefully you can see this pretty good. But this is what one of our stores looked like.
A lot of our stores looked like
back in, who knows? Does
it have the banana leaf wallpaper?
It does. Which is really weird because I think they called it Plantation, which I don't know. That seems like a weird thing. But it's got like the different times of like Sumatra and Kenya and Colombia and like different like time zones where like the coffee is grown. Because, you know, coffee is only grown.
I love that wallpaper.
Yeah, we have a Roku probably.
Except for the floor. This is actually still kind of pretty cool.
Yeah. I think so too.
Oh my gosh, look at the cocoa packages.
Yes.
We revived those
for a while. Yeah.
That was a choice.
Yeah.
And then these gold boxes.
This whole like giant wooden soffit thing that we've got going on here.
I remember, and that was so expensive to build that soffit.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
So I think this was probably like early 90s is what I'm thinking. Like,
yeah, because even the Grand Blanc store looked similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really similar to that.
Like a Roku remote control. Very possible.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely what it is. It turns the TV on.
And this.
Because we have a big TV in front of us. Otherwise, we cannot see.
Yeah, not at all.
Which, were you there? So my mom got her prescription. Uh-huh. And the entire time you've known her, you've been told she's legally blind.
Uh-huh.
Correct?
Yeah.
I've been told this my entire life growing up. Would you like to know what her prescription is?
What?
-1 and -1.5.
She squints like she's like complete mole woman, like she can't see.
Right?
Yeah.
I am a -3.5, and you're like a -6.
5.5 and 5, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we are much more blind.
Yes, I am actually legally blind.
I just laughed when I read her prescription. I'm like, you told me you were like blind.
Yeah.
She goes, well, stuff's blurry. I'm like, if I didn't have my contacts and I couldn't see your face.
If I didn't have my contacts and there's no way I'd be driving a car.
No.
Right?
No. I always wondered how she could drive.
Yeah. I always was concerned driving with her because I'm like, I don't know what she can see.
So she's not even close to that one.
Yeah. She's good.
Yeah.
So this is a poster from when we first started internationally franchising.
There's the black cup.
What is it?
The black pinstripe cup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
October 1995.
Okay.
So this cup definitely came before this cup.
It's like the chicken before the egg. Which one's first? This was, I believe, franchises in China.
Yeah.
That we had. So, and I think that was the first time we started internationally franchising.
I love the old gold aprons.
Yeah.
I like it. The little retro look.
Yeah. And fun fact, there is a coffee beanery in the Philippines that we're not affiliated with. And also one in Australia.
Well, the one in Australia is just an equipment, a coffee equipment company.
Yeah.
And we get so many complaints.
We do.
From them because apparently they don't deliver their equipment.
Yeah. And we, so it's kind of interesting because we're always telling people like, hey, I understand we have the same name. For whatever reason, we didn't trademark in that country first or whatever.
It wasn't even a thing back then.
Yeah.
And so now it's kind of.
Yeah. Too late.
Yeah. I love the stripes on the cup.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah. And I have no idea what year this menu board is from. I don't know if you can see the prices on it, but I grabbed this because I thought it was funny of like prices. Because like iced tea and coffee was like $1.35 for a grande, $1.15 for a tall.
A Bananarama, in case you're wondering.
A smoothie was $3.80. Frappuccino lattes were $3.80. So I'm not sure what year this was. I couldn't find a date on it.
We might be able to go in the marketing because there's a snowflake frappuccino and see when we ran that.
Yeah. Never heard of
it. Like, how?
This is a wooden, like, it's a press board thing. So it's kind of weird.
You couldn't even change this out, could you?
Yeah. Good morning, Charles. No, you could not change this as far as I can tell.
Italian cream sodas?
Yeah. I remember when we used to do those. Mm-hmm.
They were good.
Yeah. Which.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. And then the last piece that I found.
You're retired now, right?
Yeah. Tell us more.
Are you loving it?
This was a mock-up that they did. And actually we do still have a couple of stores that have this design. It's got like the stripes. Yeah. And the birch look.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this would have been probably like late '90s, early 2000s, I think any store that they built like in that time period.
And this obviously is a standalone.
Yeah.
I know the one in the clean mall. Oh, yeah. Deborah remembers the snowflake latte.
Yeah. Do you remember what it tasted like? Cause I surely
like
don't.
White chocolate.
Yeah.
That would be my. Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then, of course, we've got like the Caribbean. We used to have like the granita machines.
Caribbean iceberg.
Yeah, Caribbean iceberg. And then the Cafe Carmel chiller.
Yeah.
Which they finally just decided it would be.
Chiller.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was my
people
favorite.
Were sad when we, with that, got discontinued,
I'm still
I think.
Sad.
Yeah, we couldn't get it anymore. And it was really just like a raspberry slush, but like, maybe more premium juices or something. I can't remember.
I think whatever happened in the granita machine was just so different than like a smoothie.
Yeah. And granita machines are just a bear to take down and clean every night. Anything with like a lot of equipment that you have to like, you know, take apart and clean. Like the caramel pump is like enough to clean every night, right?
Horrible.
Yeah. I had to clean one of those on Saturday at my nephew's party because we had a nacho cheese pump. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I were like, I bet you were the only people here who know how to do this. Because I don't know if you know this, but Becky worked at a coffee beanery in Grand Blanc before I did.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So my brother-in-law actually worked here doing IT in like the early 2000s. And then my sister Becky got a job working at the Grand Blanc store and then got me a job at the Miller Road location.
Okay.
Where I was seasonal help and just wanted a seasonal job. And then somehow I'm still here.
Yeah.
All these years later. Like
white chocolate
19 years later.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so now we call that a Mary Mocha Mint, right?
Well, that's chocolate, not white chocolate. We have a white chocolate peppermint.
We do. Oh, is it a white? It's a white mint mocha.
White mocha mint.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a marketing meeting last week. I know Britton told you guys a little bit more about the flavors last week or hinted at it. But I'm excited for the flavors and things that we've got coming out for our stores.
I started building item numbers yesterday. Mm. It was a lot.
It's a lot of work when you have to do that.
Remember when we used to be able to do fun names like a snowflake latte?
Yeah. Always good stuff.
Oh, okay. My mom just responded. It was so out of context. I texted my mom yesterday because she got Dallas these, it's like a little Adidas sweatsuit, but it's got the creeper from Minecraft on it and matching
fun.
Minecraft shoes.
Yeah.
And I asked her last night, I was like, was he excited? Like, and she just texted me back. She said, yes, he wanted them on right away, but it was so hot.
I never text her directly because she doesn't respond to that. I only send things on Messenger because that's the only way she responds like more quickly.
Yeah. Well, I was texting with her already and then she stopped responding.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just funny. Sense. I've talked to her twice on the phone this morning and she just responded. Yeah.
It's like, come on, let's get with it.
Oh, but what I was saying is we used to be able to do fun names like a snowflake latte. Mm-hmm. But then people would get so upset that they didn't know what it was that now we have to spell it out.
Or like we did a drink a few years ago called the Lemontini. And it was like Arnold Palmer with like flavored syrups. And then we took the picture in a martini glass because we thought it was cute. And then people thought there was alcohol in it. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
I think we have Earl Grey or decaf, don't we?
If we are out, we should have more on order.
Yeah. We'll have to double check that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna email myself right now to check after this. And I'll see. I actually just got a new Republic of Tea rep yesterday. So.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Earl Grey decaf.
I'm going to search it.
Okay. I've had so many people lately that just don't quite understand how our
sold out. Okay, so either we have more coming in.
Yeah, I'll ask Jennifer.
Or our inventory is off, which is always a possibility.
Yeah, but yeah, I've answered so many questions lately about people who don't understand how our flavor subscription works.
Oh yeah,
like I probably spend an hour every day. People, I want banana pudding.
I know.
I want this. And I had to explain how our ads work, that it's always a surprise. Yeah. You know, we want it to be a surprise. We don't want to tell you, like, you know, our box for June, which is Fudge Shop. You guys know the theme shipped. But we're not telling you what the flavors are yet because some of you have gotten it. Some of you haven't gotten it. And we don't want to ruin the surprise for everybody who haven't gotten it yet.
I know. And then, I know you were like, can't we just try it today? And I was like, no, it just shipped.
Yeah, I was like, wow, we need something to talk about.
But
we usually just find something, which we did. But so I spend probably an hour a day just responding to people like, I don't understand why I can't have this box. So
I know.
My language for this next box is once it's sold out, once it ships, it's sold out. You know,
yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad you got the tattoos and stickers.
Oh, nice.
Patty, are you signed up for the subscription or did you just miss it somehow? Let us know. I'm sure we still have more. It just went out, so we can help you if you need it.
Yeah. We do have, I'm excited for the flavors. I think there's one flavor that's going to be a star in this box.
Yeah. And the full size have been selling out quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have plans to make more? I'll tell you what, that banana pudding, people are begging for a banana pudding.
If you want us to send you an invoice, we can.
Yeah.
Just do it one this month.
Yeah.
Just email customer service and let her know.
Yeah. But the
Saturday. Yeah. A lot of them didn't go out until Monday.
Yeah.
I think some went out Friday, but not very many.
But I think they already have the July flavors they're working on, too, right now.
They should be.
Yeah.
They should be working on
it. I mean, we've got it figured out for the rest of the year. Did you see my list for next year, too?
I flagged it.
Yeah.
I didn't read it.
That's fine. That's fine.
But it's flagged.
We got themes started. I've got all the themes that they're not permanent yet.
Yeah.
And then I know that one of you have suggested something that is going to go into the boxes. So, you know, we like your feedback. We like your commentary because you never know what we're going to run with.
Yeah. What is that? Our fifth year?
We just had our fifth year. So we're going into our sixth year.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I guess this is like the start of our sixth year because last month, May, was our fifth year. Right.
Remember
I guess
when we started and we're like, how are we going to keep coming up with things? And somehow we do.
I've got all of next year and a start on 27.
That's awesome.
Because I'm like, I can't think of anything now. I'm going to move it to 27.
Yeah.
And then Ashley saw it and she got kind of excited and she threw some of the stuff into AI to get some ideas. So, you know, always good stuff. Not yours, Deborah, unfortunately, because I know you like the wine idea, but I could not come up with enough. See, the problem, too, is like you can come up with a flavor idea, but then you've got to get the flavoring from the flavoring companies to match it. And that's really hard to do. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Is like I can come up with a flavor and say, okay, this is going to be, you know, Merlot, but now I've got to find a flavor that matches that. And then some people will say, this doesn't taste anything like it. I'm like, listen, I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. It's close enough. It's close as it's going to get. Yeah. But yeah, I know you like that divinity. That's really good. But I'm telling you, that butter pecan's pretty close. Pretty close. Yeah. And then for banana pudding, if you mix banana nut bread and creme brulee, that's going to get you really close to that banana pudding flavoring too.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. There's always a workaround, guys. Like if you want, well, maybe I shouldn't say it. I already started though. If you want cinnamon holiday blend during the year, mix cinnamon supreme and toasted almond.
It's very close.
Mix those two. It's going to be pretty close. I mean, I could keep going, you know?
We don't actually mix those two when we flavor it. But
no, we don't.
It's very close.
It's very close.
We used to once upon a time.
If you want, what is it? What was the one? The coconut mocha nut delight. Mix the chocolate fudge brownie and Hawaiian coconut, you know?
Very close.
Very close. There's lots of things you can do. Oh, you know what, Jennifer, that happened to me last week too. I wasn't on, I was at home and I was watching, I was commenting from the VIP page and they weren't responding. I was like, that's really weird. I'm like, and then I saw later I was on the VIP page and I was going to tell you that.
That's the VIP page. And yeah. So it should be coming through.
I know. Really weird.
Weird.
Really weird. But good morning, Jennifer. Not lovely to see you.
I was trying to watch a weather stream the other day and Facebook was doing something weird. It wouldn't take the comments lower or something. So it's like all you could see was the comments. You can actually see the stream.
Some of the live stuff is weird, which obviously we're on right now.
Yeah, we try to stream to the VIP page, but it is what it is. Facebook just changed how they do everything.
Yeah. And they change it all the time. Like when I'm making a new page for a new franchisee, every single time it's different. And I literally have to look up how to do it every single time. Or to grant page access to the franchisees. Every time it's different.
Every time. It is frustrating.
Google usually stays the same. And knock on wood when I say that.
But. Well, they made some pretty big changes too. Never answer comments. Okay. We're not seeing them. Because they used to come up on the side on the VIP page.
Yeah.
And I will say the last, because you can't stream directly in the VIP page anymore. You have to stream through a main page. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So yeah,
just come to our main page for us to see your comments live.
That's good to know, though.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that because I was commenting things last week, and because you guys were talking about doing a turkey and gravy flavoring.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I have yet to find the only meat flavored flavoring I've ever found is the maple bacon.
I wonder if we'd just be better off. Oh yeah, I see your comments now, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'd be better off posting just a link to this in the VIP group.
Yeah, that's not a terrible idea.
Not working very well.
Yeah.
Always something.
We learn something new every day. So we say things that we never knew until we get stuck in it.
I'm just glad we don't have to use mics anymore.
Yeah.
Kahlua has their own flavored coffee. I mix it with your fudge coffee.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. We did a mudslide flavor. We've done a mudslide flavor a couple of times. That is pretty popular.
Yeah.
I should probably do one of those next year too. I think people like the mudslide rolling around every now and then.
Yeah. It's fun to bring back some good.
Honestly, things. I just have so much flavoring that I want to just do limited time flavors here and there. But it's really hard to do. It's so much work on Britain, especially. So that's why it's a lot harder for us to do. But I'm excited about our holiday, the two new holiday flavors that we've got this year. We haven't told anybody yet, right?
If they were on the live last week, they guessed them, but we did not say them out loud.
Okay.
So they were in the comments.
Okay. All right.
For just the two holiday ones.
Okay.
The other three that will be permanent, we teased that, but way not enough information.
And cinnamon holiday blend and Mary Mocha Mint, of course, we're always coming back again.
And pumpkin.
And we'll do our charity partnership like we've always done in the past. We've already had people reach out that want to be our charity partner. So we just got to, look through everything and decide what is a good fit for our values.
For sure.
You know, so that'll be fun. And then you said caramel apple and pumpkin spice will come back again.
Yeah.
I know. I think Charles likes the caramel apple a lot, or any apple flavored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll have four holiday flavors for the holiday season this year. And then new flavors in the store And I've already gotten drinks figured out for next year in the store. I've got a little bit more R&D to do with the energy drink I referenced earlier. So we'll see how that goes.
Lots of fun stuff coming your way.
Just so much work. I'm like, man.
it's fun though.
I sat down Tuesday and I just tried to get like as much social done as I could scheduled ahead of time, because it's just like you never know what day your direction, you know, every day you're in a different direction. Yeah. And I know we've said before, but we're a small company. We all wear a lot of hats and we're all doing
a thousand different things. Like, remember how we did the cake flavors? Was that for our 40th?
Yeah.
We should do something fun for our 50th.
Yeah.
Like some special flavors.
Yeah. So we did. Okay. So the first time that we ever experimented with fun flavors before we ever started our subscription box, we did a soda shop. Oh, like limited back, time.
Yeah, like when I was.
This is way back in the day. And so we did the orange dreamsicle, the brown cow, root beer float. And I don't know that there was,
it was a strawberry milkshake, but that was the second rendition.
Yeah. So that was like the first one that we did. And then we ended up doing the, what was it?
We did the cake flavors. So we did red velvet, strawberry cheesecake.
Yes.
There was like a confetti.
Like a birthday cake.
And there was a chocolate something.
Yeah. And that was, again, before we did the subscription boxes of us just playing with that. And I don't know if we ever told you guys the origin story of our subscription box, but during 2020, we were working with the University of Michigan students on a project. And it's okay to share this, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So we were doing... we were actually going to do a subscription box of origin coffees.
Like unflavored coffees.
Yeah. Like, you know, from Peru, from whatever country.
Like sourcing micro lots, stuff that you can't get all the time, but it'd be fun to get once in a while.
But we realized like that was going to be really hard for us. Like just to always be finding four different coffees, bringing them in. And one of the students actually, he said, hey, your bread and butter is flavors. Why don't you guys do flavors? And we're like, gosh, why didn't we think of that, you know? So, we did. That was the first year that was born. And actually, some of those original students still subscribe to our box.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool because it's been 5 years. Hopefully all the four students that worked with us on the project are off doing amazing things. I should look them up and see what they're up to now.
And they came up with some of the first flavors to even try.
Too. Yeah. So yeah. They were great. Cool. They did research on it for us. So they do this through the Ross School of Management. And we've worked with them a few times. Very brilliant minds at the University of Michigan. Very brilliant minds. So really, really nice to work with.
Yeah.
But yeah. So let's go to some of the comments. I get hungry reading the flavors, said Mo. That's funny. Thank you, Patty. We appreciate that. Deborah says she needs to move to Michigan and come to work for you. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love help with R&D because R&D days, especially when we're doing drinks at the store, I get sugared out so fast.
Sure.
You know, because we're putting I should make us switch to decaf when we're doing it anyways. But we're just so many sugar drinks and over and over again.
Caffeine. All of it.
It's a lot. But Sedona actually sent me the recipe for one of the new holiday drinks that we're doing.
Okay.
The youngest Shaw kid, she is working at one of our stores and came up with an idea. And I was like, okay, when are you working next? I'll meet you there. You can make me the drink. And I was like, girlfriend, this is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of her for, you know, getting involved in that aspect of it.
Sure.
She might take my job. We'll see.
Decaf, I'm on my way.
Yeah. Our decaf espresso is, all of our decafs, as you know, Patty, are so good, but our decaf espresso is really good too. And fun fact that they don't know, when we do our four flavors, usually at least three of them are decaf, because I'm done with decaf after, like, I start drinking coffee at, like, you know, 7:30, and I can't do more caffeine after that.
Yeah, doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't bother a lot of people, but I'm all done.
Yeah.
And unless you want me running laps outside rather than at my desk, I gotta go to decaf. I need some decaf right now.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed a little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get some exciting plans for our 50th.
Yeah.
You guys have any ideas, though? Throw them our way.
And of course, you know, our 49th anniversary starts August 1st.
Yep.
As always.
Our birthday month.
So we have a whole month of fun planned, and that's always what we do. But 50th, so we'll up it a little bit more and go crazy.
For sure.
See, but yeah, next planning meeting.
I want them all as perfect.
Yeah.
You can kind of get to try whatever you're in the mood for.
Yeah. I love our variety packs for that reason. It's a really great thing. Oh, and I don't know if you guys know this, but we did do a variety pack with the pink box and the Steamboat Willie box together.
Oh, yep. There's a mystery box that has those two. So you will know 8 of the flavors you're getting and then 2 you won't know.
Yeah. So if you wanted the pink flavors again and the Steamboat Willie, just Google, or when you're on our site, look mystery box up and then you have to click on it. There's like regular, I think. And then
there's like one where there's 10 where you don't know what any of them are. And then there's one box. I think it says like pink.
We just had so many people beg for it that I'm just like, hey, what if we brought this back? And Brent said, okay, we can.
Yeah.
So
we figured it out.
Yeah. We figured it out. So if you want those flavors again, which by the way, had that butterscotch pudding you guys were fighting for, has the raspberry macaron, I think.
Yeah.
Or is it, there was a chocolate cherry macaron, the raspberry sorbet, some of those flavors you guys were fighting for, they're back in that box. So it's available.
Search mystery box and you'll find it.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything else going on yet, right?
No, I just hear the thunder getting louder.
Yeah, before we lose power. Yeah. You guys have a great week. Take care.
Yep. See you next week.
Bye, Mo. Love you too.
Bye.